on the phone. Mikhail Kolyaka still continues, not in its regular way, but in a different way. First of all, happy to be back. I'd like to give Barabim Yishmach Bohidor HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saved me from this sickness, and he was able to help me recover and give me back Ruva the Ruva of my Koyches Baruch Hashem. And I'm very thankful to him for his tremendous chasodim. There were other members of my family also that were affected by it. And Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is giving us tremendous, tremendous chasodim. And for that, I have to be very grateful and thank him, Barabim, and Davin. Thank him, our Oval, and Davin, our Osir, the Kishen, that he helped us in the past. He should continue with his tremendous chasodim. Holy Parshas, as we have been Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe, Lamer Hashem spoke to him and said, Yishuk Yisrael, Ziyah, even child. The older Zachar spoke to him with Zachar. Some Hashem is from his shoulder, some is from that day. And he got placed up. No one is needed. If they need it, come in for that day. He did not just leave coming. He had to bring down. He had to be trying to stagger.
The shear is not.
Just like the creation of Adam comes after Behemoth Chayim, and Adam is the last of Bereishis. Because that's the way it happened during Bereishis. He made Bereishis. Adam Arishon was created last. Tatsai Rosh in this parasha, Akatai is Behemoth Chayim. Torah of Adam also comes after the animal. The car of this Rashi is really more Barichus than the Medrash Rabba. Medrash Rabba here says, in Zocha Adam, the person is Zoycha, and he utilizes his life properly, and he accumulates mitzvahs, he's Makadashem Shemayim. Oyrim Loi, we say to him, Atokadam Tovachol Nais the creation. You came before any other creation. In love, but if man ruins his life, a man does not live constructively, and Lehefach, he doesn't utilize his life properly, and if anything, he causes Chilul Hashem. Oyrim Loi, we tell him, Yitush Kadmuch, tiny little gnat came before you. Shulshul Kadmuch, and Shulshul's also
hello,
tiny little insect, they came before you. Now that's what Shemoy says, that the Torah of the animal comes before you. So, as a hard answer question, how can we tell God now, if you do what you're supposed to be doing?
They're all grass.
Then you will create a spirit. If you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, that even a tiny gnat came before you. It's the nicer, the fact of the matter is, the animals were created first. How can we tell Adam, the mitzvah is, live constructive life, you were created first. What's the shot? The Meshach Chochmah says a Gevaldik of shot. Meshach Chochmah says it's a Dabar Yadua. Why does a Bechor, firstborn, why does he get Pishnayim? Why does he get double of everybody else in the Yerusha of his father? Reason is, because since he was the firstborn, he turned his father into a father. Before he was born, the father was not, you know, a regular plain person. But the firstborn, the Bechor, turns his father into a father, and he is after something special to his father, and that's why he gets Bishnayim. Dr. Meshach Chochmah, the same thing applies to Kval Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Kval Yisrael, Koyamar Hashem, V'ni B'chori Yisrael. My son, my Bechor, is Yisrael. Yisrael made me into a Borei Olam. They made me into the father of the world. Why? They mention my name always, they daven to me always, they do mitzvahs. And the male they are called B'nei Bechori, because they turned me into father of the world. The animal, the Goyim, that's not their main tachlis in life. They have other purposes in life. Of a Kval Yisrael, they are the B'nei Bechori, because by always mentioning my name and doing mitzvahs and being Makadosh Shem Shemayim, they turned me into some. That's Peshat and Medrash over here, Dr. Meshach Chochmah. If a person is Zaycheh, and through his action, Shem Shemayim, Shemayim, Messiah, people like Shemayim. He makes the kid Hashem Shemayim, then he's a Bechor. Then he is making Hashem a father into the world, and he comes before everybody. Even though, we see the days of creation he was created with, but he is the Bechor, he is number one. Why? Because he causes Hashem Shemayim to be Messiah. If Chas V'Shalom, on the other hand, he's just the opposite. He doesn't do mitzvah the way he should. He causes Chilul Hashem. He causes people not to like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person, we say, the animals came first, and not only the animals, but factually, even the Yitush, even the tiniest little gnat, most simple of creations, that came before you. So, Amarin de Kibshak, the Sefer Dorish Mardecha, he brings it down to shame that Shemini Rosh Yeshiva, Hagoyin Reborov Shemishin, Hagoyin Reborov Shemishin, 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 out of all the Briyas, the Medrash picks a Yitush and a Shilsh. Every animal came before Adam and Rish. Every animal came before man. So why are we without contain if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing? I'm people Yitush, I'm people Shilsh. He said, what is a Yitush? Mark says about a Yitush. It is such a simple creation that it's only able to eat, and it doesn't have a system for excretion. It does not give anything off. A shilshu, the first time it excretes something, it dies. That's how simple these Briyas are. So what is it about these Briyas? These Briyas are able to take food in, but they're not able to cut out that which is not essential. They're not able to cut out the waste material. Regular Adam, the phenomenal pelvic thing, by the digestive system, by the excretory system, tremendous, tremendous complex systems within the human body. They're able to take out that which the body does not need, and they're able to excrete it. These two little Briyas, a shilshu and a yitush, are not capable of doing that. They are diamonds to the person that came down on this world, and he doesn't discern, he doesn't differentiate between good and bad. The tzaddik, he's able to take the good out of the Briya, and throws away the rest, which is not negated, there's no shaykh. The Rosh, on the other hand, everything is good, everything goes, everything there's no good, there's no bad, everything is relative to who you are, call me a stupid titan. He is zayma to that gnat. That gnat is not able to discern, that gnat is not able to separate the good from the bad or the shulshul. Now we tell the Rosh, you're like that gnat, except the gnat came before he was dying. That's why we just have to pick on the Yitush and the Shilshu. Here's a Moyudike Drush, one of the Digbal and Musra of the previous generation. Uvamois Yimei Tahara Levein Olavah. And when the days of Tahara are up for a son or a daughter, Tovi, the woman should bring Keves Ben Shnosei Liyayla, a year old Keves for an Oyla, then you know Yisrael Lechatos, El Kazakoy Omeyit El Hakos. Now, Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik, Beit HaTzadik Levroche, he was one of the Nevardiker, old Nevardiker, he had a yeshiva. I remember when I was a young bacher, I heard him speak and tell, he was a tremendous malbusser, he put out many stars. So he asked him, I was a kakasha, why does the Yoledes have to bring the Karbun Kappen? The Yoledes? Yoledes is the biggest tzaddikus in the world. She brought a Yiddish and a Shama into the world. She put herself into Zakana, having a child with a Zakana. She had to go through terrible pain. She had to go through terrible discomfort for 9 months. And she brought a Yiddish kin into the world. By doing that, not only is she continuing the Yishtalshul and the Yishalshelas of the Zaira, and she's going to raise a Jewish family, but also she brought the Gula closer. As Alf said, the Gemara Masech Tzivamis, Ain Ben David Bo'ad Sheikhu Kom Neshamas Shevaguf. Ben David will not come until all the Neshamas. There's a place up there in Shemayim called Guf. And when all the Neshamas finally come down here, the Gula will come. By having a child, she went through the pain and the Sakonis of Vajas. She was Makarev the Gula. She's creating a Jewish family. She did a tremendous thing. Why does she have to bring the Karbun Kappen? The Emes is, the Gemara says, neither that Lamed Aleph on the base says, in the name of Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, because when she gets down to give birth and she's terrible dar. She secretly makes a nether. She's never going to want to have any marital relations with her husband. If that's goyrim, then she's mechuyev to bring a karma chavah. But the Rav Chaim Zaitzik is a totally different mahal. He says the following. In Parsha Zohar, it says, Zohar es asher osa lecha amolek, aderech, lahoyo v'aniach, Hashem alek echa lecha mikol evecha, yisovir go'orem, Hashem will give you menucha from all your enemies, kimcha zecher amolek, tachas ha-shamayim, loy tishka. What are these two extra words, loy tishka? Do not forget. Again, loy tishka. What's that coming to tell you? Chazal darshan, zechor b'peh, remember Amalek, and wipe him out with your mouth. Loy tishka, believe, don't forget it in your heart. Because Zaitzik says a totally different job. V'hoye v'niach v'kar shem v'lekech v'nikol v'yivecha, loy tishka. The man, who didn't live today, state of Israel. You didn't live today in the state of Israel. And they have a government and they have a whole system. However, they're surrounded by enemies. Anyway, you sliced it. You're scared of the enemies. You're scared of terrorism. You're scared of home attacks. Right? You're scared of all of that. And one day, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he brings the Yeshua. No problems anymore with terrorism. No problems anymore with the Goyim. All of the different ministers, the Minister of Defense, he retires. There's nothing for him to do. The people from the Shin Bet, they retire. There's nothing for them to do. And everything is peaceful. And a little bit of time goes by, and this becomes the norm. No trouble with the enemies. And people forget what it was like with Chathkila. But Chathkila, their first reaction was, oh, he's a second man, oh, he's and time goes back, time goes passes, they forget about that. Right? Torah tells us over here, V'hoyo v'niach l'cha Hashem alikecha, v'kola yivecha, lo'y tishkach. Don't forget the Chazdei Hashem. Always remember it in your heart. Always picture what it was like l'chitchila when things were tough, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it good for you. Lo'y tishkach, don't forget about that. Bel says over, v'maisa, with a rich guy that lived in Eretz Yisrael. And for his business, he had to meet one of the big officials in the Israeli government. And he tried setting up an appointment once, and a second time, and a third time. He tried pulling strings, and finally, after months of trying, he sets up an appointment for 2 months from now with this big Israeli official. He's counting down the days. He's preparing all the papers necessary. He wants to present a plan that's going to help his business, and he needs the help of the government. And finally the day arrives. He gets into a car. He starts driving from Neibach to Yerushalayim. He has an appointment for 12 o'clock noon. The traffic is shreklach. Mamish, the traffic is shreklach. And the traffic light. Mamish. And he finally arrives 10 to 12. Now he goes into the parking lot of that big government building. Every spot is full. What am I going to do? He's driving around once. He's driving around the second time. And now it's 5 to 12. And now it's 3 minutes to 12. If he misses this appointment, all of these months and years of waiting go down the drain. Rabbeinu Shloimeh, please help me. I got 3 minutes to the appointment. Find me a parking spot. If you do, I promise you I'm going to get up my nate. I'm going to daven early. I'm going to have an extra seder. I'm going to learn daf yomi. I'm going to get stuck into this. And he gives all kinds of laptop. All of a sudden, a car pulls out of the thing right in front of him. He slips in right away into the parking lot. Rabbeinu Shloimeh, thank you for listening to me, but I don't need you anymore. Baruch Hashem, the situation worked itself out, and I have a parking spot even without your helping. Which is Achaz Galacta. Because Baruch Hu here, Amish helped him out in the open. He said, no, I don't need you, and he denies. Torah is telling us, don't forget that chesed. Remember what that chesed was all about. That's the same thing with the Yoyledes. This is the carbon chassas of the Yoyledes. The Shas, the Yoyledes, is in labor with a lot of pain. And she's mamish, oi, Rabbeinu Shalom, please help me. And she has her mind on her brother's baruch Hu. All of a sudden, the baby is born. Everything goes back to normal. It's very easy to forget our brother's baruch Hu, which is really what happened. His life goes back to normal. And she gets into raising the baby, and she's distracted by other things, and she totally forgets that b'shas later she was dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, if he's there, that's why she has to bring a korban out. Pasha goes on to say, Zois Torah Soyoyledes, La Zohar Oylanikei. This is the Torah of the Yoyledes for the Zohar in the cave. So that would sound like, you know, after the Torah goes into all the process of giving birth to a Zohar in the cave with all the korbanos that they bring, so now it says Zois Torah Soyoyledes, it's finished with the Yoyledes. This is it. These were the dinim of the Yoyledes for a Zohar in the cave. Smash, when that's it. Right after was the Torah continued. You voice him to Yoda, they said, one thing she can't afford, a sheep, the walkers they serve, a shnape and a yaina. Why did the Torah write it in such an oifen? After it summarizes, those terms, your letters, it starts again with the dinim of your letters. These are also halachas of the your letters. First, the Torah should have said, you voice him to Yoda, they said, the walkers they serve, well, we're totally finished with your letters. We should say, okay, so you turn us to your letters. But here, that's not what the Torah says. First, it summarizes. This is the end of the din of Yoyledes. If we sin to Yoda, this is what she does. I saw a beautiful shot from the Bells of Rebbe. Yitzhak and I already said it in the past. It's a beautiful shot. If the Torah would include the din of Yoyledes that can't afford the korbanos, that would sound like it's a normal thing for Klal Yisrael to be poor. That's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants Zayis, Torah, Zayoledes, there shouldn't be such a thing as a poor person. The Torah wants kids to always have parnassus. Because the Torah speaks in what's normal. You'll bring these korbanos and all the things, Zayis, Torah, Zayoledes. This is the Torah of the Yoledes. We don't want the regular Torah of the Yoledes to include poor people, because we don't want there to be poor people. And after we finish Zayis, Torah, Zayoledes, this is the way the norm should be. There shouldn't be poor people. After that, it says, yes, the master, Master Sholem, the master, that somebody can't afford it. Then the Torah tells us what the din is for that possibility. But in the regular Zayis Torah, Yoyledes, for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to mention that the regular Zayis Torah, Yoyledes, is a poor person, right? Because it doesn't want it to be the norm. The norm should be that you didn't have parnassus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried about the parnassus and the other, especially if Yitzhaki, he wrote in this matzav that we're in right now, where people are worried for parnassus to see the economy of what's happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to worry about it. Now, it's the W do that Tzadikim was nicker. He tells the lies of Tzadikim how they were always worried about the parnassus of Yitz. By different Moshe, they measured as different Moshe, you know, Jews are enterprising. There was a Yid that set up a stand right in front of the Beis Medrash. He didn't sell Svarim. He sold different objects. He sold watches. He sold flashlights. He sold combs and brushes and so on. Okay. Wasn't Svarim shipping Zusha, but people, you know, they passed by. This one bought. That one would buy a little bit. With the passing of time, there were Gabbayim that wanted to make Tikkunim in the Beis Medrash. One of the tikkunim they wanted to make is to drive this guy away. Well, what's this guy doing in front of the Beis Medrash? It's from Moshe. You know, he's not selling Tashmishi Kedusha. He's not selling Svarim. He makes a constant crowd or whatever. They wanted to get rid of it. They went to the Rav of the Shul HaGoyin of Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, and they asked him, they want to get rid of this stand over here. There's no shayla to the Shul, and it turns it like into a market. Yankov looked at them. He says, what? Parnassah of a Yid? Parnassah of a Yid? How's it even Oilal Asteichel to take away the Parnassah of a Yid? Are you out of your mind? You think you have a Havamina? I'd be asking for such a thing. Adarabba, you have to go be Mephazim that people should buy more and more from him. You have to try and get it. You should have more Parnassah. That's the shot over here with the Tavid. The Tavid does not want to include the emotion the other day says the regular Torah on your letters. The regular Torah on your letters should be you want Klal Yisrael to have Parnassus b'Rebbe. Those Torah on your letters. Ask them how much that they can't afford it. No. But that should not be part of the law. That should parshas Mitzayra, Zoysti and Tayrus HaMitzayra, Yom Tohara's day. This should be the din of the Mitzayra on the day of Tahara. The Huva Lakain will be brought to the Kain. Why does it say Zoysti and Tayrus HaMitzayra? Just say Zoysti and Yom Tohara's day. Also, does Zoysti here, this should be. Shemi Shmuel says a Gevaldig Yipshat. Mara says, Dr. Zarek, and a number of reasons why the Nagam come. One main reason why there's Nagam is because there's Lashon Hara. But another main reason why it comes is because of Gashmius or Ruach. It comes from pure Gaiva. And this Mitzayra, during the days of Terah, during the days of his Terah, he is totally deflated. He is totally lowered. Number one, he's suffering physically. Number two, he suffers Gizyainis. Number three, he suffers from loneliness. He sent me chutzla machna mashavai b'dod yeshev. He has to be totally out of three machnais, way past anybody. And this deflates him. It lowers him. The people, they further themselves away from him. They don't want to have any shayches with him anymore. He could come as lower. He's a shuffle ad my. Doctor says, Taira, Zayish Tihiyah. Taira Samit Taira. This is not just the Taira Samit Taira for now, but when he becomes cured. Zayish Tihiyah. He should take this feeling with him to the future. Ma'oid, ma'oid, havi shval ruach. Don't just let it be a one-time thing. You lower yourself to zehu. Hey, ma'oid, ma'oid, havi shval ruach. Take the lessons that you learned from the Mitzvah. Take that feeling that you have from being alone and isolated. And so see it. This should be your outlook in the future. The gazas of ruach is mir, and ma'oid, ma'oid, havi shval ruach. This Zoysti and Tayus HaMitzayra is a Medrash in Tehillah. Medrash says, Dikis Dovin HaMelech Melefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovin HaMelech Yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheha Oysik V'Tehillim. Someone that's Oysik and saying Tehillim, it should be Oysik as if, it should be considered as if he's Oysik in the Garm in Ahalim. It should be considered like he's learning the most complicated Mizeh. Stafford Pashtain, what step is the special Nile of Nagam and Aholis that Dovin HaMelech wanted Tehillim to be like Nagam and Aholis? And besides the fact, Stay Tehillim, how does that be like learning? So the Emes is, Sefer Doros Mordechai says, we that are B'nai Torah, we grew up in yeshivas, and everything you have to understand logically, and everything you analyze, what's the story, and how the taste is, and Bukhra, whatever, everything is done through logic. Taka don't understand how just saying something without understanding it would make a difference to us. But Emerson is a tremendous mistake. There's a lot of things in Yiddishkeit that we don't understand and we can't digest intellectually, but they are spiritual vitamins that work for us and they do things even though we don't understand. Instead of beer and niflin. As I'll tell us that Torah is nimshal of lecha. The Torah is compared to bread. The pasuk in Mishlei, Kapitel Tes pasuk A, luchu lacham ubelachmi. I'll be Isaac in my bread. Torah is considered bread. Dr. Simcha Wasserman, bread has two major mitzvahs. Number one, it satisfies you. It has nutrients. It has vitamins. And it gives you goyach. In addition to that, it has a wonderful taste. Helps in your mouth as good as Gishma. These two tchunas are different from each other because of Atbat. How so? He says the sweet part of the bread, the part which is Gishma, pulls manas in your mouth and you chew on it and your taste buds feel it, gevaldig, your mamas popping around to taste and the Gishma of it. Your body's not getting anything from it yet, but your mouth with the taste buds are getting involved. The minute that bread leaves your throat and it goes into the digestive system, the taste is gone. You have no control over the taste. And now it goes into the body and it gets split up and the juices, they break up the thing into different chemicals and it goes to different parts of the body. It comes out that the chelik of the taste is totally in the das of the Adam. Chelik of Adam Kolmani keeps it in his mouth. But the digestive part that sends the vitamins all over the body, that's already out of his realm. That's beyond it. Talks about some Vavasim and Torah is like that also. In Torah, there's parts of the Torah, you understand certain mitzvahs, you understand certain sugyas. That's in our taste buds, in our spiritual taste buds. That's in our koyach, we're able to understand. That's where we get our yishmak from. But there are certain things that are beyond our understanding. Certain mitzvahs that we don't understand before. Paradum we don't understand before. And the other mitzvahs, there's many that we don't understand. Even though that's not in our spiritual mouth and the brain, we taste the geschmack of it. But the mice is spiritual vitamins that nurture the neshama in a way that's beyond our control. That's the way the Torah works. That's shot. Dovin HaMelech hears that Shehillim B'Doymeh can come in a hole. Even with some of the Tahara, to come in a hole. If you have a Kohen that says it's Tamei or Tar, even if the Kohen is the biggest Tamaharet, it becomes Tamei or Tar. You could have a fellow sitting on the Sanhedrin, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, that's the Goyen Oilim, he's the biggest Goyen in the world. He's the biggest expert on the Gomen Oholos. If he's not a Kohen and he says Tamei or he says Tar, nothing happens. Yet, if you have a Kohen and the Rav tells the Kohen this Mega is Tar, and the Kohen has no idea what he's talking about, Abal Pekin, the very fact that he says it, makes it Tamei or Tar. That's what Dovin HaMelech wanted to say to Tehillim. He wanted David Tehillim to be for all of Klal Yisrael. That even if we don't understand what we're talking about, and even if we're just saying it, Daim to that Kohen HaMa'aretz that has no idea what he's talking about, it should be Oilu Fiskar, it should be Poilon and Neshamis, it should be Poilon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bring us Yeshuas. This is what Dovin HaMelech is. And the Emes of Gan Klal Yisrael, this has become the safer of Klal Yisrael throughout the generation. We say it, we don't always understand what we're saying. We say it quickly, but we say it, and we say it, and we say it. This is a Mokhi Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. I heard over, it was a Yid that said over, a Zokin. Zokin, it was years ago I heard he said over. He was a Vacher, it was in the 1930s, the Chofetz Chaim was already a Zokin. And the Chofetz Chaim was probably more in the 20s. Chofetz Chaim was Kaveya a Seder with this Vacher to learn the Sechtes Bava Kama together. So, they got together, Sechtes Bava Kama. The fellow says, Tufil Bava Kama of Mianishke Laren. We didn't learn too much from Sechtes Bava Kama. Chofetz Chaim didn't mean Bava Kama. The Chofetz Chaim meant to get together with the fellow so he can give him the Reish Chizuk, so he can stand him on his feet, and he can prepare him for the future. One of their conversations, the Chofetz Chaim said, you should finish Sefer Tillim once a day. You can't Sefer Tillim. The whole Sefer Tillim in a day. Chofetz Chaim says, you can get used to it, and it can take you a total of an hour and a half. And if you get yourself used to it, you can finish Gan Sefer Tillim in an hour and a half. Dolo said, Lamaisa, he listened to the Chofetz Chaim. And he said to Tehillim, he finished Tehillim every single day. He says he went through very difficult stages of the war. He went through difficult stages in his life. He ended up saying Sefer Tehillim every single day upon the eighth of the Chofetz Chaim. And it made him get through very difficult situations. This is what Dovin HaMelech is to us. If you like Nagam and Ahol, same way the Kain Gadol, even if he's an Amaharet, and he doesn't understand what he is saying. But the very fact that it was uttered from his mouth, that is what causes it to be Tamei or Tahar. Same thing with saying to him, you want to know what you're saying. And in fact, you could study what the words mean. I'll tell you about even for the Hamayin Ham, they don't know what Sefer Tillim is. They have no idea of the meaning and they say it. The very fact that we say it, it brings Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, and it's also spiritual vitamins to the Yiddish and Neshama.
Good Shabbos,
everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.